I'd only known the name of Nero for less than a week, and I was already tired of it. Pinching my brow, I squeezed my eyes shut and prayed for patience. I wasn't going to get any, but it was the thought that counted, right? "Please tell me you have more than a hunch on this," I muttered, trying not to scream at the three women standing in my foyer. I hadn't had a good night's sleep since Eamon spelled me into a mini coma what seemed like months ago, and coffee was no longer cutting it. Dahlia St. James, Harper Jones, and a decidedly altered Shiloh St. James stood in the Warden House entryway, spilling their guts about a rash of witch abductions, ones they were blaming on the nefarious yet still unknown Nero. Evidently, there had been whispers. Whispers. Not a name of who was missing, not a crime scene. Whispers. Was she fucking high? Was I supposed to drop everything for this nonsense? Whew, I fucking well hoped not. And did they have a shred of proof, evidence, or even so much as a bit of blood spatter? Not that anyone would tell me, and I needed a hell of a lot more to go on than a feeling and errant muttering of a bunch of gossiping witches. Witches that sure as shit shouldn't be in Knoxville in the first fucking place, not after what they'd done. I'd disbanded the Knoxville Coven for a reason, and that reason hadn't changed in the 3 weeks since I'd done it either. Shiloh breezed past me to the parlor and plopped her ass on my couch. Well, it wasn't exactly mine, but the Warden House was in my possession for the time being, and possession being 9/10 of the law and all that happy horseshit. You and I have investigated a lot more together going on a lot less, sweetheart, she sassed, slipping her purse off her shoulder and setting it on the coffee table with a purpose. The bag clinked with the sound of glass and crystals. Well, it seemed Shiloh wasn't traveling light then. Interesting. She was right, of course. I had investigated far more, going on far less, but that was before. Before almost losing Jay, before Bishop. Before. I couldn't exactly go back to the wet behind the ears girl I was 2 years ago, nor could I just drop everything because Shiloh had come out of hiding. Though her risking someone finding out she was actually alive wasn't exactly a small thing, hence the glamour she'd cloaked herself in. But what more were they going to tell me about the ancient vamp that I didn't already know? Nero's life story was practically burned into my brain, and the atrocities he'd been responsible for made my stomach turn. There was a damn good reason Eamon wanted him dead, and I wasn't too keen on him breathing either. And unless they knew shit I didn't, them telling me about whispers just wasn't going to cut it. I'm already looking for Nero, Shy, I offered, crossing my arms over my chest. What more do you want me to do? Granted, my sole purpose for looking for the bastard had dried up when Deimos called me off finding his son, but I needed something other than not finding Bishop LaRue to fill my days. That bit of failure wasn't exactly sitting well with me. After what Bishop had done, the fact that he was so fucking slippery made me want to bash my head against a wall. And if the ABI wasn't circling the wagons and trying not to go extinct, then I'd have their resources too. I tell you witches are going missing and you shrug your shoulders dismissing me? What the fuck happened to you, Darby, other than a bad dye job? She asked, nodding toward my now white hair. First of all, fuck her, and second, where would I even start? Well, let's see. Both my fathers died. My mom tried to rip a hole in the world. You weren't there for that one, but remember me saving your ass? Then my sister became the new angel of death. I got possessed by a prince of hell. My boyfriend turned out to be a walking, talking, real-life psychopath who'd been spelling me our entire relationship.